Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hello, dear soul friends and soul family, and welcome back to, finally, in divine perfect timing, a new episode of the podcast. So welcome to everybody that has been with me here through the years. And at the same time, welcome to all of our new listeners. I know community has been and is growing over this last year, and it's been a solid year now since I've uploaded like really new, good episodes. So everybody, hello. Thank you for your patience. It feels really exciting to be back. There was a very big journey to get to this place of being back. So I want to say, as your friend and online colon therapist, and as, you know, your soul sister on so many levels, I want to say, hi, I've missed this. I've missed you. It's really, really good. It's really good that we're back and there's so much goodness planned. Okay, so let me not start this in a rambly way to take you on tangents. I've got an organized way to go about. I've already got like our next 20 episodes planned, guys. So I got really good stuff coming to you, okay? And in this episode today, I'm going to keep it shorter and sweet, of course, and super, super supportive. It feels as though, as much as this conversation today should be like, oh, welcome back, these are all the things that are new and changed, as much as that conversation needs to happen, today, what you get instead is a supportive message from my heart that I trust and hope, I hope and trust, will be medicinal for you today, of course. So before I dive in, a couple big, small, little housekeeping things. Okay. Great new plan for this podcast coming up. You're probably listening on the Medicine Human podcast. And so to remember that this podcast is a podcast of all different types of conversations on the journey of healing and awakening. So of course that encompasses most everything. Okay. And then I also have what I call like the daughter podcast to this podcast. And that is Holy Sacred Shit. Holy, is currently spelled H-O-L-I as in holistic, because I talk about a lot of holistic shit and like literally shit and getting your shit right and getting your belly right and your poop right and everything else to do with health. And it's such sacred work to be in a human body and work to heal your human body, because that is what your body is designed to do for whoever needs that loving, gentle reminder. So daughter podcast, Holy Sacred Shit, that's where you find just all of the holistic health cleansing water related episodes. So like all of those episodes exist here in Medicine Human also, but they are all also accumulated over in Holy Sacred Shit, because everybody needs that type of help. And those conversations that are in that podcast, and not everybody wants to hear all of the other things that I want to talk about, you know, and especially we have such diverse belief systems. And I mean, you guys know the climate out there right now. So, you know, I want people who are not mentally or spiritually aligned with where I'm at, I still want them to be able to have my cleansing help, generally free of all of the other stuff that we talk about. So, also if all of the health related episodes are living over on Holy Sacred Shit, as well as like a library of all the holistic health stuff, that means that you have a spot that you can go to or send as a resource to people where they can just binge health-related episodes to help with every aspect of the journey. Okay, so that is a resource that is here for you guys. The link should be in the show notes of every one of these podcast offerings, okay? And also, let me say, I just finally updated all of the show notes, and I've included some links in the show notes that are for pages and programs that I'm currently building. So I've already like linked them into the podcast, but, and I still have to make landing pages for them. Okay. So although those pages aren't operational yet, don't be discouraged. I got so much going on. I am building like a queen who has like a construction team, but I'm also the construction team. And guys, I feel so tired sometimes, but it's all so good. Okay. Website. Wait, whole new business name, whole new everything. Okay, let me just tell you a couple of the quickest updates, and we will go deeper into the business updates and personal updates about myself and my own life and my journey in our next episode. But what you got to know is there is no more Inspired Sovereignty. It is dissolved. It has dissolved into the water. And what now is what is here to stay with the longevity of my human longevity. Okay. So you are re-meeting me going forward in these episodes. Also, hi, welcome to season 5. 5 is about change and forward movement. And I just love 5s. So hi, this is episode 92, season 5, the first episode of season 5. Super excited. And it is This journey is Ivy. This journey is Ivy going forward. Kimberly has departed our endeavors together. And so going forward, you will know me as the holistic reverend practitioner of Medicine Human Holistic Ministry. Turns out over these years of COVID, I actually became a minister in order to be able to hold sacred space while helping to protect the holistic modalities, while also being able to help people with exemptions during, you know, the last few crazy years. If y'all remember that, I was helping people with that. So, you know, all of this set in for a really good reason. But now, oh my God, all of this like philanthropic work is coming through my heart, and it's becoming manifest. And like, God, source, universe, like always, guys, whatever term works good for you. You know, I just say God because I know what that means to me. Okay. But all of this is existing for a reason. So you can always go to medicinehuman.com now. And this is the website that is going to stay. It is very well built out. There's so much cleansing help and advice. You've got even like my web design services. And I'm still building all of my services into it because, again, like I'm the whole construction team while I'm doing everything else. And it's a lot, and this stuff takes time. But on the website, there's so much goodness for you. And I will be adding more and more goodness with every passing week, like pretty much for the next 6 months. Okay. So I'll talk more about all of that in the next episode. But yeah. Everything's moving, and everything's moving really well. So now with this podcast, this is the Medicine Human Podcast. The Daughter Podcast is the collection of all of our holistic episodes, holy sacred shit. And here on this podcast, Medicine Human, so many good conversations are coming up. We're going to have at least one episode every week. I will actually start sharing them on social media finally. I'll finally start doing like the reels and the TikToks and the clips and the all of the stuff. You know, I'm wrapping up building. I mean, I'm still very much in the process, but I'm wrapping up building like really important PDFs and resources, and like some business plans and systems. And at the same time, I've got 4 different programs coming through the pipe, the pipeline, whatever the term is, flowing down the river to flow through me to help you. So really important things are getting created over this next handful of months. And I appreciate your energetic support because truly, like, I'm not doing any of this for me. This is literally all for me to be in service to the whole in the ways that God has potently prepared me over this last 18 years. So this is great. Okay. So the podcast going forward, lots of solo episodes with me as well. We've got really great, real great interviews coming up. Really, really great interviews of great people, strong integrity, many different paths of life, many, you know, many different stories, but all people who I know will be medicine humans for you, will be medicine for your heart, for your soul, for your body, you know, and I should say with medicine human, it's really about us reclaiming ourselves as the medicine people that we naturally are, that we are here to be. You know, we are truly here to be medicine for ourselves and our own lives and our own bodies, for one another, for our communities, for this world at large, for all sentience on this planet and this planet herself, right? So medicine human is really tapping into that ancestral, timeless sacredness within all of us that is embodied and authentic and knowing and truly and integral and in alignment with universal cosmic sovereign law. You know, this ministry and all of its offerings, all of its my different holistic offerings and the philanthropic work that we will be doing, this is about cultivating the new systems of humanity going forward, things that are truly benevolent down to the core of the energetic architecture of it. So this is what I've been building and anchoring and seeding and sowing within myself, because this is all very personal in the way of I'm just giving my life to this. Now, this is just who I am and what I do because I have to. So, So great solo episodes, great interviews, not even like interviews, but great conscious conversations coming up. So guys, I want you to subscribe where you can find us on YouTube, but my shit gets censored on YouTube. So the episodes that are probably going to be censored, they'll also be up on Rumble and BitChute. Okay, you can subscribe to all of those. Actually, like all of my episodes will be on those. And then the episodes that I'm worried may be censored, those ones just might not go up on YouTube. Okay, so make sure that you're following on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. And I've got all of my other social links in the show notes. And, you know, I'm getting more on top of the social media stuff as I go, just like building these actual business systems. It requires so much. And I just like, I'm trying to cultivate more caring about social media. And I'm not there yet, but I'm going to get in my groove. Okay. So let me take a sip of water. May I suggest you do the same? Okay. Because by now, if you haven't sipped water since we started, we should. Okay. And what our conversation is about today is about just like an encouraging reminder that we are all supposed to be changing right now. The aim of the game on all levels of our lives is about changing. And it's okay. And it's actually really good. You know, these have been really intense days. These have been such intense days. And like, truly, I hope that you are well. I hope that those that you love are well and deeply well. However, at the same time, I know that a lot of us are in places where we desire the path that takes us into our deep, resilient wellness. And it's still quite a path. You know, I've got like, I'm even, of course, on my own path. You know, it's not like I've just reached the spot. Like I've reached real far and I've grown real far and I've healed so much, but it's like, remember that everybody is always on the path. Don't ever fool yourself or let yourself think that you're behind or anything. You know, it's always divine timing. Okay, guys. But you know, it's really important that we do our inner work, you know, and healing ourselves, and healing our lives. It really is the path of self-mastery. So as much as we may want to not really surrender ourselves to our own healing on all levels and in all aspects of our ways, or in all aspects of our lives, in all ways, as much as sometimes we don't want to prioritize that or really create that reality and do the work, like when you tap into soul, like soul is likely to tell you that that inner work is the work of your soul, you know? So I don't really think that choosing not to heal should be a viable option. I don't think that it's an option on the table, but a lot of us, or a lot of people, choose and act as if that is an option. So anyways, I really want to be wishing, wait, I'm not wanting to be wishing. I am wishing you, and I want you to experience. Not that I can decide what you should experience, because that's not me appreciating your sovereignty, but I really wish deep peace for you, deep peace in your mind, peace in your heart, and peace in your body, peace in your relationships, you know, peace in your bones, peace in your spirit, peace in your soul, because that's where we're going, is to peace, to more peace. And I wish it for you through and through in every way possible. Okay. So when we look around us in this very interesting world, clearly we are in days of so much revelation, of so much being revealed, of people growing the eyes to see, of people growing through the cognitive dissonance that waking up is. You know, everywhere that we look, there's massive change, massive shifting, massive dissolution and destruction of these old, archaic, inverted, unintegral systems that our whole societies and our entire life have been built on, right? So we're seeing all of this at like different stages of destruction. And clearly there are all of these external changes happening, huge, huge, huge external changes that we obviously must keep like rolling with and adapting with and grow our awareness and grow our ability to see, you know, and a lot of what we have to see is very uncomfortable. There are things that are very hard to see. It is very hard to witness what is actually true that has been kind of well hidden, so well hidden in certain ways. But as we all awaken and truly grow ourselves spiritually, right, it becomes so much easier to see. But to know that all of these external changes that are happening societally and globally around us, and that this isn't just about the external world changing. You know, we're not supposed to just ride this wave of a changing world. We are actually supposed to change with it. You know, part of this external change, it's the macro and the micro. This world is externally changing, and in turn, we must keep changing inside, right? Because also, because we are changing inside in the way that we perceive things, in the way that we behave and take right action based on what we actually value, these internal changes are also helping to promote the external changes in the world, because we speak up, because we change where we put our money, because we start taking right action in the external world because of what's happening internally, right? So for us to understand that we are in this constant co-creation and participation within this realm, and the more of this internal work that we all do, the more we are helping anchoring in and supporting our external world changing, you know, what we're willing to participate with, what we're now ready to say heck no to and stand our ground and stand in our sovereignty, you know, where we're, like I said, where we're placing our money, how we're taking care of one another, where we're really putting our time and our attention, you know, all of this is shifting because we're shifting, and it does assist in this outer change, you know, locally within our communities and expanding outwards. So, you know, for us to just ride these crazy waves of this changing, evolving, dying, yet simultaneously rebirthing world, in order for us to do this, you know, where we can start making these changes inside of ourselves as they are presented to us, as we are requested or demanded by our soul to grow ourselves and to evolve ourselves, because like our consciousness is embodied within our body. So we have to actually do work in the body to change the body, because the wellness, the frequency, the vibration, and the voltage of the body impacts our consciousness, and our consciousness impacts this world. So it's all so much one in the same, which, you know, that's part of why I teach cleansing so heavily, because our bodies are so severely polluted with like the dark decaying matrix aspects of this world, as weird as that is for me to say, and as weird as that is to hear, we have to purge this old world out of our body, because this old world has contaminated and gunked up our bodies so that the body is not behaving as the functional, multidimensional light projector vehicle of wisdom and God's grace and love as it is supposed to be. And also, if you're feeling me on this, please check out episode 77 and 78 of this podcast, both in the Medicine Human podcast as well as the Holy Sacred Shit podcast, because those are my episodes on the Essene Gospel of Peace, which are Jesus's teachings on how to care for the body and cleanse the body. And of course, they were omitted from the Bible. So those two episodes, episode 77 and 78, my heart tells me absolutely, in all of my years of being an adult, those are the two most important things that I have done. So please go listen to them and please share them with somebody who will get it or who's ready for the message. Okay. And I just really want to remind you that we are the shift. It's not just about this external world changing. We have to become the new humans. We have to become the new embodied, new human prototype, if you will. We, this generation of, you know, us, wherever we are in adulthood, you know, whether we're like, you know, the younger little star child light beings to well-embodied elders, we are the blueprint. So us truly undertaking the deep work inside of us that we are spiritually obligated to do, remembering that this life is temporary, that soul is eternal, that we are actually all one. And heck, that's hard. That's hard for any of us to actually understand while we're in these bodies. My deepest understanding of our unity came from November 2011, when I was deep in the jungle in Peru with a bunch of elder shamans, deep with ayahuasca and melting into the jungle floor every night. That was where I first experienced unity consciousness in the only way that I could say that I've experienced it truly in my life. And that was like nothing else. I should talk about that in an episode one day. Let's do that. But anyways, that, you know, we truly are the shift. Us souls, right? Multidimensional energy, frequency, light, information, the multidimensional energetic computer systems that we are, organic, godly, light-filled, sovereign, computer systems. Let me just keep saying organic there, that these shifts and these growths and these purgings and these healings have to happen within our physical bodies, within our mind, our hearts, our emotions, our thoughts. Like literally, it is so multidimensional that it's tangible in the physical and then right vibrationally in all ways. Okay, I digress. And again, to recognize that, you know, this human life is temporary. I also feel like that's a hard thing for many of us to really sit with and to reconcile with and to allow our temporariness to actually guide how we behave and how we act and how we give back and how we participate in this human life. You know, so to remember how temporary that we are. And while we're here in the body, before we leave the body, you know, again, to do the work of healing ourselves and to support the healing of one another, because truly, truly, what can be more important than this? True question. Like, if you know what's more important than this, like, please let me know. Email me. My email's in the show notes on every episode. Let me know what is more important than us truly being on the path of healing, you know? And again, from all of my journey and what I witness in others, it's like, even when it's not supposed to be a soulful journey or a journey of self-mastery, it always becomes both of these, because the human body wants to come online as the multidimensional light projector that it is. And it takes us doing this internal work to allow the multidimensional systems of the body to become truly functional as the conduit that we are, if that makes sense. And I truly believe in all of our lives right now that if we were to look at what is out of balance or what is uncomfortable and where we might be feeling symptoms or seeing symptoms or noticing friction or noticing stagnancy or inertia, I guess I can't know for sure, but I bet, you know, if any of us listening and participating in this conversation sat down together and reflected on our own lives, I bet you that there's some really clear areas where growth and healing and rebalancing and recalibration are really required, and that your life is giving you suggestions and hinting at you and like tapping you on the shoulder or tapping on your window to say like, hey, this thing, your growth is in this thing. And when we shift and evolve this thing, your life is going to be better. You're going to feel good. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be more on your purpose. You're going to be more at peace in yourself. You know, like I bet you that that's available for any of us. You know, I really, when I take a hard inventory of my life, I got it pretty together. And also, there's areas that I know it is time for me to cinch up my energy and be in greater right relation as I keep growing the eyes to see more and more clearly. Does that make sense? So I wonder, like, for you in this conversation, like, are there areas of your life where your soul or whatever, again, whatever terminology is good for all of you, you know, like, let's be mature and wise and know that I might not say everything in the right words in the way that you want to hear it, but, and I trust that you can gain the message out of this that is for you and translate as I speak into the terminology that fits best for you, right? I want you to be able to do that, friend, so that nothing that I ever say is triggering, but instead you can use whatever I'm saying to benefit you in whatever way is appropriate for you. But looking at your own life, like, are there ways that you are being pulled or even like pressurized to grow in some way or to change or to shift or to like evolve some of the ways that you are being in your life, that you are participating with in your life? So, and like, as I have this conversation with you, please know that I am also having this conversation with me. You know, this conversation is on my heart and my mind. And to me, there is such value of sharing this conversation with you because there's been so much value in me having this conversation with me over, especially the last weeks, if not the last months, but especially the last weeks, because, you know, I feel the pulling and the pressurization and I am needing to like lean in further and further and deeper and further and keep surrendering like level after level after level of growth, so that I can keep seeing and perceiving and feeling and having this internal knowing and guidance of what is my highest path available to me. And not in the way of what is the path that is best for me. No, in the path of how am I here to serve in the holiest of ways, in the most potent of ways, in the most impactful of ways. How can I be here to serve that which is most holy, that which is most sacred? How can I help other people, other humans, other souls lift themselves out of their unnecessary suffering? How can I help people end the internal war that happens with self when we are unwell and unbalanced and not truly seeing our magnificence and embodying the grace? I feel like I'm preaching, but really embodying that God energy that animates us, you know? So looking at this for myself, of really acknowledging the real path that I am on, not because it is what I am choosing, because I'm taking my ego out of it again and again and again. So not what I am choosing, but where I am being guided from the wholeness, the wholesomeness, the sum of the whole of all that I am, which is so much more than this person, so much more than this personality, so much more than this human embodiment of this person called Ivy, right? How may I be on the path that is truest for my soul, the path that my soul chose, you know, with truly with, you know, God's embodiment and grace and guidance, to what is the path that I came here for? And may I please fulfill that path, if that makes sense. And I know I just made it super God stuff. I'm super, super spiritual there. And that's not like where I mean to take it, but I also want to share with you guys what is real for me right now and how literally everything that I'm doing, I'm like, I'm just giving it all up to God. And all of you who have been on this podcast with me for a long time or people that are new to me here, like, please know I am not a religious person. I am deeply spiritual, coming from like a scientific place, if you will. And, you know, the terminology that I use it because it is simple and it fits for me. And I hope that it represents, you know, the right thing for you. But again, like, please always use your own wording, but I wish for these conversations to be medicinal, you know, and I wish to share where I'm at from a place of my wholeness and my love for my brothers and sisters here on this planet. And when you allow this path to flow you, when you see what keeps coming up for you to change or for you to work on, and you surrender into embodying the ways that you're being asked to grow and to change, when you surrender into that embodiment and you lean into it and you say, okay, it's clear for me that these things in me need to shift, that I'm clear that it is time, I'm clear and I feel it and I know it, that huge changes in every aspect of your multidimensional life can happen very rapidly and very beautifully and very harmoniously and very divinely, if you will. And I really want to encourage everybody to not settle for the mediocrity that we are programmed to settle for. I just want to say, from so much that I observe, because like I'm generally a really quiet person, and I've spent a lot of years in quite complete solitude, where I witness and I do the inner work and I observe. And, you know, God had me in solitude for very important reasons. I now understand. So I'm not even going to apologize. Holy shit, that felt good to say. I'm not even going to apologize for my solitude ever again. I am apologetic for all of the messages that I did not, you know, get back to and stay on top of. I do apologize for not having stronger social stamina and etiquette and a stronger desire for social responsibility over these last couple of years. But I was in the journey of me that I needed to have. And so, about our programmed mediocrity, I hope that that word fits okay. I witnessed that a lot of us have settled for what, and this is without any like judgment or anything, but what is mediocre in the human life and the human existence, you know, when it comes to our bodies and our health and our life and what we do to fill our time and our days. I'm really here to encourage you to dream bigger, to see bigger, to feel bigger, to really keep listening to the quietest voice of your heart inside, or your soul, and or maybe it's not a quiet whisper. Maybe it's like a yell and a smack with a 2x4 to the side of the head, because that's how that shit comes sometimes. But I really want to encourage you to listen and allow that deep, deep voice to start guiding you. And if the voice is hard to hear, I invite you to get alone and to get quiet. I invite you to go out into nature and get quiet. Or I invite you to pray and get quiet, or meditate and get quiet, or just like be absolutely alone and get quiet. Because if you're never quiet, how do you hear? How do you hear the most important voice? And maybe for some people that are less introverted than I am, maybe it's really easy. For me, the quiet in times of solitude, very, very necessary. So I just want to leave that at that. But with mediocrity, when we subscribe to mediocrity and we allow ourselves to plateau at places that I'm just going to describe them as mediocre, because I don't have any negative charge to that word, right? It's neither good or bad. It's just what it is. It's a settling within self, whether it's within your relationships, whether it's in the way that you communicate to yourself, whether you're settling for mediocre thoughts to be playing through your head at all times, whether you're settling for mediocrity in your body, because becoming healthy and well and fit is hard and it takes time and whatever, right? We have all the reasons for us to be mediocre in all of these different ways. And when our society at large is accepting and programmed in this way, and of course, right, we've got so much collective trauma, we have so much collective poverty, there are, you know, real reasons why mediocrity can feel like a really real and necessary existence for some. And at the same time, for all of us that are not quite in those places, and even for those of us that are more in those places, we can always grow and do more. And why? Why? Because we can. Why? Because we are here to. Why? Because when we change our existence and the quality of our energy, the quality of our thoughts, the quality of our frequency, voltage, vibration, when we change the quality of who we are and how we are, naturally, we start helping other people. And that, therefore, is a transfer and expansion of consciousness, as well as what changes this whole world and what starts changing the human experience for other people. And like, heck, what is more important than this? You know, when we stop living mediocre lives, we grow more resources to do good things. We start glowing and having energy that naturally, when other people are in the presence of this energetic exchange with us, we actually help to energetically heal and expand others. You know, when we are well, we create a completely different timeline for ourselves that has different opportunities, that has different humans connecting with us, that leads to different opportunities, that like literally us becoming well is so important. Us becoming well is the lubrication as well as the glue to move us swiftly and safely and gracefully into our next humanity and keep us there. like our growth and our healing and our deep, resilient wellness on all levels. Friend, what is more important? So this is my loving nag to you to say, hey, friend, hey, brother, hey, sister, I see you. I see all the great work you are already doing and have already done. And oh my God, I commend you for it. And if I could give you like, I love really, really hard high fives, like the kind where you like jump into it and it's so loud and your hand like hurts afterwards. I want to do that with you because you've already done so much and I see you and I appreciate you and I love you and I respect you and I honor you and I revere you. And I want to say, keep going. What is next? Because I know that soul is already showing you the next things to heal, to grow, to balance, to recalibrate, to love, to evolve about yourself, because these are the times that we are in. We are in the changeover days, okay, guys? From 2012 to 2030, we are in the massive changeover days of timelines, of harmonic frequencies, of the human race, and of this planet. So, oh my God, it's only 2023, holy, we got so much ahead of us still. So, my professional and spiritual opinion is that the longer we wait to really embark on this deep, necessary, soulful, yet physical, biological, physiological journey inside of us, the longer that we postpone this, to me, it makes sense that the more pressurization we are going to feel, and we will be brought to a place where we must act, we must create right action. And I just want to remind y'all that doing it gracefully instead of like having the resistance or the inertia and waiting for all of that pressure to build, you don't have to do it that way, okay? There's easier ways to accept and take small little micro right actions in all of the different areas of our lives. Like start wherever is important to you. We don't have to tackle it all at once, but we do have to tackle it all. So yeah, I just want this to be really loving encouragement of remember what is possible for you. And if you can't remember, let's start remembering, because we are all here as beautiful, sacred pieces of the human family. We are eternal souls here together on this huge mission. Huge. And we got to do the work. And a lot of that work is in your own life, because again, when you become the better and better and better and better version of yourselves, as you meet newer and newer, different, more evolved, more wise, more conscious, different stations of identity for your soul within this perceptually linear human existence, not only do we change our timeline and continually change and upgrade and heighten the vibration, frequency, and voltage of our timeline, likewise, we lift up other people. We lift up other people. We embody ourselves differently. We behave differently. We begin being that next version of ourselves. And that next version of yourself is going to be pulling other people out of the trenches. It's going to be pulling people out of their suffering and out of their unnecessary suffering. Let me always say unnecessary, because virtually nearly all of our suffering is unnecessary. And we are not designed to suffer in these human lives. Right now, right, we always have this contrast of light and dark. And oh, well, to have light, you need to have dark. And to have growth and blah, 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 we need to have suffering. My soul, God tells me, that's all baloney. That's just what this matrix of this planet has been like to feed those who have been in control. That this is like an anomaly and this is not how it's supposed to be. So that's what I'm going to stay with, because that is what my bones and cells know as truth. So yeah, when we start lifting ourselves into the higher timelines, because we are recalibrating these smaller little things in our life. And why do those small little micro changes affect us so much? It's because these small little micro changes are little micro energetic recalibrations within our own life, within our body, within our energetic field, within the physical yet also multidimensional systems of systems that we are. So each time we do something tiny, that's going to either stop some energy leakage, stop some inversion within our energy, and or do things that are going to conserve our energy, and or do things that are going to give us electrons and give us energy. Each of these four little things that we do within the little micro situations in our life, in our communications, in our thinking patterns, in our health practices, in our diets, in the way that we communicate with others, all of these tiny little micro changes start bringing us into that next version of self. So I just want to really, really recommend / suggest / support you being really wise in seeing, okay, this week, Ivy, what can I bring into more energetic harmony, more energetic balance, more energetic synthesis, more energetic strength, alignment, recalibration? What can I do? Well, for me personally, this week, I'm gonna make sure that I'm actually on my gallon of living water every day. Not less, because I've been lazy with it, and that has an effect on me in all ways, right? Another really important thing for me personally right now, I know it, that is going to give me a huge ROI, a huge return on the small investment of my energy and awareness, is dry skin brushing. I know that my body, my lymphatic system, my spiritual systems of systems and the physical, I know that I need it. So I'm finally going to start that and do it regimented. Another thing that I know for me is so important for my energy, so that I can maximize my energy and increase my output. Because my output of content, if I have more resilience and steadfastness to create content, I am going to be able to help people so much more than I already do, right? And so what is going to lead me there? Putting my ass to bed earlier. How do I do that? It should be so simple, but for me, it hasn't been. But that is a change, a small micro change that is going to elicit huge multidimensional effects in my physical body, in my health, in my mental health, in my hormone balancing, in my still healing of topical steroid withdrawal. And hey, I'm at 48 months since I last touched a topical steroid. Oh my goodness. Right. And it's also going to help me in my business, in my energetic creations, in everything that I do. So you see, like, these three little things that I said is actually making sure I'm on a gallon a day, starting to dry skin brush, and simply like putting my ass to bed. Those little simple things are going to change my life into the next station of my identity, the next embodiment of what my soul is able to embody into this physical existence of Ivy, right? So what is it for you? What are the beginning tiny things that will bring more wholeness to your life, will bring more energy to your life, will bring more recalibration, more balance, more aliveness to your life? Like, literally bring more life to your life. What are these small changes for you? Small, small, small things. Okay, let's look at what are the tiny things. Or we can talk big, but what are the tiny things? So Yeah. What are the little micro evolutions, the micro healing, the micro changes that will bring alignment for you? So these can be things that you're going to do differently, or even cessation, like even things that you might stop doing. You know, there's a couple things in my reality where, as benign as they are, it leaks my energy and I need to know better. It hasn't really mattered that much, but now, you know, I'm at the point where tiny leakages matter. So I just want you to be able to reflect on all of that for your life, you know, and maybe, you know what, as this podcast goes, I will keep sharing with you guys, like, what are these little micro adjustments that I am bringing in to further, not just my soul's evolution, but my exceeding the programmed mediocrity of what this society wants us to be. The society doesn't want us to be great in ourselves, to be masters of ourselves, to be wise, to be intuitive, to be intelligent, to be really caring of our fellow humans in all sentient life, right? That's not what this world teaches us to be. This world teaches us to be mediocre. So what can shift for you? What little things can we change? Okay, so I want you to think about habits, relationships, ways that you self-sabotage, your diet, your movement, your exercise, your breath, your hydration, your mental chatter, your belief systems, your money habits, your expenditures, your addictions, even things like grief. I've been doing some deep grief healing, and even I've been holding on to so much grief for almost 3 years now, and I might do an episode on that, but I've been holding on to so much grief that I now recognize that my holding on to this grief, my perceived inability to let this grief go, it's now absolutely at a place where I can see it so clearly. I can see that me still being in a place of grieving is actually hindering me, is actually holding me back from my deeper healing, my deeper embodiment. You know, although the grief has been such beautiful, necessary lessons, it's now at a place where it is of detriment for me to stay in grief. Does that make sense? So I share all of these things about my own reality because it's helpful, I think, you know, but I really want you to reflect, you know, opposite of what my reality is and what needs to little shifts for me that will give me dramatic transformation over time in all areas of my multidimensional life. What is it for you, friend? So anyways, that's a lot of what's on my heart and my mind right now, you know, in myself, as well as when I witness those around me, you know? So I hope that this internal questioning helps you. I hope that this has been good for you in some way. You know, I want to always share what I am moving through because, you know, I was given this download many years ago, and it was that although all of our lives are very different, with different details, with different stories, with different everything, you know, there are through lines of our stories where we do come across many of the same initiations, many of the same challenges, many of the same obstacles, the same traumas. And I mean, energetically similar, you know, details very, very differently, but energetically and emotionally and on the path of soul mastery, of self mastery, that our human journeys are all very, very similar in very similar in different ways, if that made sense. So know that I always wish you well. I always wish you well, that I've got a lot of different forms of support coming to you. Okay. On the website, there's already a lot of stuff for anybody that's new to the podcast. If you want to journey back through the podcast, there are so many supportive episodes for surely like all stages of life for all types of people. Coming up are programs, a program to help you cleanse your body, teaching you how to do enemas at home in the ways that I would guide you if you were coming to me for frequent colonics. I'm going to teach you how to professionally help heal and cleanse yourself and all of the people that you love so that you can do it for virtually free at home indefinitely into the future, and how to basically use water and enemas as medicine for most every type of issue we can experience. And this is This is foundational knowledge and wisdom that literally we're all supposed to have and every household has to have. So I'm talking men, women, children, elders. This tool is necessary and required for everybody and will solve most of your problems as well as keep most all problems from happening. Okay. So that course will be in existence. I will also be having a course to go much deeper into healing yourself. So the enema program is about like actually cleansing out your butt and your colon. Okay. Secondary program is to take you much, much deeper through this journey where we're talking about health. We're talking, obviously health. I just got distracted with my battery notification. Okay. But talking about all aspects of healing yourself, all aspects. And I will guide you through the whole process. And so that's especially for anybody that's having real health challenges, bowel troubles, acidic challenges, metabolic diseases, inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases, like literally name it. And this program will be for you. And I also have two other courses coming. These ones are smaller and simpler, on muscle testing. Okay. This is an absolutely fundamental skill that is required and required to be able to be proficient in it. I believe that this is a necessary skill for every human that has healing to do, especially every parent needs to have this skill. So I will teach you how to muscle test reliably and accurately for all things from foods to chemicals to body products to supplements to even muscle testing to know what the dosages are of what you are to be doing and taking for yourself or for your children's or for your loved ones. And a lot of people don't know what muscle testing is. It's scientifically known as applied kinesiology. It is nothing that is like witchy or anything. I do not even, I can't even talk about stuff. I can't even believe that I just said the witchy word. And for anybody out there that thinks that I'm a witch, I never even say that word out loud. This is the most I've said it in years. I don't subscribe to anything. I'm just here doing God's work and God's work alone. Okay. But the muscle testing, basically a scientific way to allow us to communicate with the body, directly with the body, free of my own opinion and free of your own opinion. So this is so very, very important because we are all faulty and we all often will think like, oh, well, this is good for us. So this is good for us. When actually in all reality, so often, even if something is natural or healthy, your body won't want it right now. And giving ourselves things that are actually going to energetically create a weakening effect in the body. This is actually a huge part of why we don't heal better and faster is because unknowingly we are doing things that are opposing what your body would prefer. So muscle testing is our most brilliant way of communicating and getting feedback directly from your body, free of my opinion and free of your opinion. And that really, really matters. So I do this professionally with people, super great. However, I'm going to teach you again how to do this for yourself, to do it reliably and accurately and at home. I have been mastering this skill for 12 years already. So doing it with people, I muscle test most all things in my life because it's an absolutely foundational, fundamental application and or required tool when you're on the healing journey and you're actually wanting to heal and healing is the goal. Okay. So really good things coming. We have a boatload of philanthropic work coming. Oh my goodness. And for those of you that also have philanthropic seeds in your heart of desiring to support your fellow humans, wherever in the world they are and whatever that looks like, I have an incredible system that I want to share with the people that are curious about this. Okay. So I'll be talking way more about that in next episodes. We've got so much goodness coming. The interviews coming up are going to be great, guys. Please, everybody, if you've got healing to do, go over to the Holy Sacred Shit podcast. Link is in the show notes and definitely start digesting some of those episodes, especially a lot of the earlier episodes. Like I think episode like 2 and 3 and 4 and 6 and like 8, those episodes are really important for healing, for starting to expand your mind, to understand your body, to become soulfully gut conscious. That's the best way that I can put it. But I just want to really direct a lot of people's attention. Please go listen to some of those episodes or even re-listen to them because there is so much medicine for you in there. Oh my goodness. And also, I know you all have friends and family members that are having health problems. So you can send them those resources as well, please. Also, I'm going to be doing a lot more talking about medical grade living water because you guys, oh my God, oh my God, my journey with the water over this last year since I've been making episodes. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We all have to have this medical device in our homes. Like you guys see, if you're watching on YouTube, behind me here is my colonic machine, which I've had since 2012. Having your own medical device is seriously like one of the biggest hacks you can make in your life to deep, resilient, sustainable wellness. And in a way that it just naturally flows and spreads just like water does to all of the people in your life that you care about. Like, so we definitely need to talk about this because I have things to share with you that are going to change your life. And it's so good. Okay. So I think that's everything that I wanted to talk about today. I really appreciate your attention. Thank you so much for being here with me, with your mind and your ears and your heart. It feels really great to be back, back doing this. Give you guys a little bit of a segue into the next episode where I'll talk more about a business and personal updates. But over this last year, I really needed to get quiet, really, really needed to get quiet. I finally saw my family after 3 years of COVID. I've gone through like tremendous topical steroid withdrawal healing. There's been so much. And then also having some technology difficulties in a very, very old computer. So I've recently been gifted a brand new MacBook by Wakewater Co. Thank you so much, Jilly, and everybody in the community, because this donation to the Medicine Human Ministry is going to truly revolutionize how I can help and what all we're capable of and doing as a community. I'm in a place of gratitude in all of these different pieces, like from physically to monetarily to energetically to all of the different pieces had to come together to get me to this place where I'm really ready to do this and do this, like show up with all of me here and show up in just such tremendous service with energy that is ready now to give and give and give. So I am here to fill your cup. I am here to support you. I'm doing detox and healing support calls also. Like you can have packages with me if you're wanting like some deep intensive work. And I was going to say that I'm also doing colonics right now, but I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even want to really put colonics more out there at the moment. Honestly, I would rather help you heal yourself at home. Because when I'm teaching a lot of people at once, I can help a lot of people at once. Colonics, oh my God, are so amazing and so necessary. However, as far as my time goes, it's me really in-depthly helping one person at a time, which is so beautiful and so necessary. However, I feel so called to be helping way more people as I am able to with my energy. Okay. But I'm also doing detox and healing support calls where you can even just book half an hour of my time. Unless you want 60 minutes or 90 minutes. So I'm making this really casual and available to people now because I do feel it's really important because all of you have questions. All of you I know would like to pick my brain about a few things or a lot of things. And so I want to create the ability for you to do this easily and simply in a way that works for you, in a way that works for your budget. Yeah. So I just want you to know that I am here now with the energy to sustain being in service to you because I've just had all of this time in absolutely required solitude. So in the show notes, you will also be able to find, I think I've labeled it detox and healing support calls. Okay. And currently on the website, on the medicinehuman.com website, I'm still building out my services page and all of the water, the living water, like educational resource, informational and inspirational pages. And hopefully some of that is done before this goes live. But anyways, I will let you guys go. I will see you in the next episode. All the business updates, I will teach you more or share with you more about what I'm doing. If you want to get involved, because oh my goodness, good things are happening. I am building, I'm building an incredible team. So if you've ever also wanted to like have me support you professionally or with your health, like really good stuff happening. So anyways, drink lots of water because that's required. We are electromagnetic beings and you must be really well hydrated if you want your body to work well, let alone if you want soul and energy and everything to be, as much of an optimal conduit as you can. I will remind everybody of the late, incredible Dr. Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer, I used to listen to his audiobooks like on repeat when I was like cleaning houses back in like 2010. And I remember I can see exactly where I am in this woman's bathtub. I mean, like cleaning her bathroom and cleaning her bathtub as I'm hearing Wayne Dyer say, "Do you want to know God more closely? Drink water. Drink more water." You know, that was basically it. And that conversation changed my life. So everybody, drink more water. Ideally be drinking living water because it has voltage in it. However, regardless, just drink more water. Okay. Drink more water. Oh, and also, in the show notes, there should be a link. If you want to talk about living water with me for free and what it can do for you, set up a call with me. Let's get on it. Let's talk. Okay. But please take good care of yourself. Let's all take better care of ourselves than we have been, whatever that means, even slightly better. Okay. Let's all take better care of ourselves than we have been, whatever that means to you. And I say that again with the greatest of love and honor and respect and reverence for you as a soul on this human journey. I love you. You got this. We got this. Okay. And so let's also be very kind to ourselves. Let's be kind to one another. Let's always see the soul of each other.